about that then?
Well, now that's just where we all work together. Well, they just got that started last May. The elder people were just hovering themselves up in the corner, not trying to, you know, just being where they didn't want to get with people. And that's what that is. It's for the love of loving one another and being friendly with one another, and we have a good group over there. We really love it. And we all get down and make things together, just like I told you. And then we can go, got the privilege to go home and buy the stuff and fix it just like we want to here at home.
What kind of things do you make down there? You showed me some of them.
Well, I make quilts, little quilts for anybody that's sitting in the den and listening to the TV. Just throw it over their laps. We make quilts, and we make all kind of praying hands out of ceramic tile and paint pen.
That's good. Have you done any traveling from?
No, I've never been to Montgomery.
Have you ever been out of Houston County?
Yeah, I've been to South Florida and stayed 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Where was
Way
that?
Down in Clearwater, Florida.
Really?
Right there when my husband died. I went off down there and stayed about 2 weeks, and the young'uns just said they couldn't stay here without it. So I come home. And I've just been right here, just right in and around here.
Now, tell me about that. Tell me about going down there.
Well, it was icy waters, you know, down there. The water was all up in the ditches, and it was just ice sticking up that way when we got down there, and that was a cold place. And you can see Clearwater, Florida, it's kind of southwest of Jacksonville. They went back down there, and I went into there. Banks down there, on right on the corner there. When we got there, we at the bus station. We then went in there to visit, and of course we went up about 4 stories, and the wind blowed till you just had to have on a long heavy coat because it was worse than it is now. But off of that water, see, it was surrounded with water.
Must have been cold down there.
It was cold. But now, and when it warmed up, it was not so cold. But now, them hurricanes would come up, and they'd come up mighty quick. You wouldn't know. They'd be without lights or anything down there.
But you weren't there
during
one of those ones.
I was there when one started, and I crawled on the bus and come home.
Well, that sounds like an interesting trip.
Well, it was an interesting trip. We went to the orange grove. We picked oranges. Messed around in the orange grove and went to the packing house where they're packing the oranges. That's a wonderful scene for anybody to see. If they'd never seen it. And it's a wonderful scene for you to see the oranges are growing on trees, the different sizes.
What are the different sizes?
Navel oranges. This big around.
Oh, about 5 inches?
Yeah, I'd say about 5 inches. They're large. You've seen those large oranges. Well, that's why. And lemons, grapefruit. They've had them growing in their yards right at the front door, like my flowers.
Oh, really? That must have been nice for the people.
Well, they were. They just go out there and pick them. Some of them want them. They had fences around the house, you know. Some down in the groves, they'd be maybe 100 yards up. Just like. You sit out pine trees.
That's a lot of. Well,
now that used to think they sell them oranges, and them trees grown way up yonder like an oak tree, and they take my ladders, and Clem stepped up there and cut them oranges off of the tree. That's as far as I've ever been.
That must have been an interesting trip.
It was an interesting trip. I just went off with one of my sisters down there to see her girl, and we stayed about 2 weeks and come back. But now. When you go, when it's warm weather, it ain't far to Miami Beach and on around. They have beaches all